Hello, welcome to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries. I'm your host, Bev Moore. My guest today is an actor, advocate for change, international fashion model, and philanthropist, who has carved out a unique and very successful acting career. RJ Minty is my guest today. He is best known for his role as Walter Flynn White Jr. for 5 seasons in AMC Network's award-winning thriller, Breaking Bad. Coming up, RJ shares highlights of his amazing career. Stay with us.
Disappointment, can't avoid the delay, but I don't have to make feeling down and defeated the place that I stay. Gonna rise to the moment, gonna speak to the waves, gonna push back the doubt that keeps dragging me down when I can't find a way.
Interview with actor RJ Minty is coming up. When we come back, RJ shares how he used his personal experience living with cerebral palsy to authenticate his role as Walt Jr., aka the Breakfast King, in the hit TV thriller series Breaking Bad. Stay with us. We will be back with my interview with RJ Minty after the break.
As Americans, there's one thing we can all agree on, the promise of our Constitution, and the hope that liberty and justice is for all people. But here's the truth. Attacks on our constitutional rights, yours and mine, are greater than they've ever been. The right for all to vote, reproductive rights, the rights of immigrant families, the right to equal justice for Black, Brown, and LGBTQ plus folks.
We protect everyone's rights, the freedom of religion, the freedom of expression, racial justice, LGBTQ rights, the rights of the disabled. We are here for everyone.
For over 100 years, the ACLU has fought on behalf of millions of Americans, protecting our vote and our voice. I believe in the ACLU because they're for real. To learn more about how the ACLU is fighting for your rights and mine, go to myaclu.org today.
I would like to welcome my guest, RJ Mitty. RJ is an actor, advocate, and philanthropist. Welcome to the show, RJ.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. RJ, you're best known for the portrayal of Walter White Jr. of AMC's Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning dramatic thriller Breaking Bad. Of course, you had a lot of alias names on that show. I mean, it was Walter Jr. and it was Flynn. Was it Flynn?
Yes, ma'am.
That's you, right? Okay.
That's me, allegedly.
So that's, we have to say that you carved your niche in Hollywood. You really did, especially breaking down stereotypes and changing people's mindsets. We have to give you credit for that.
I'm very lucky.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you're referred to by fans as the Breakfast King. Walt Jr. loves breakfast.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're often seen eating breakfast. I think that's how you got that nickname. Is that right?
Yeah. And you know what's funny is there's only a handful of breakfast scenes in Breaking Bad, but I think they just echoed so much in the show of being a place of peace and calm and family that it just gravitated towards people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you definitely did a fabulous job, you know, just bringing people in and you know, into the film and just really connection. I mean, everyone connected with you. You were like the main character, you know?
I think people really could relate to being caught in the middle like my character was, more than a drug kingpin.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm in the middle of watching it now. It's been a while since I saw it, so I'm like, I've got to brush up on it, watch it again. And now that I'm doing an interview with the star himself, you know. So I've been so I'm going back and watching some of the episodes and trying to, you know, remember what
well,
I
hey,
thought.
That's, That's what we love.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah, that's what we want. You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
I do. It's amazing. You know, we just had our 15th year anniversary for the show a few months ago, and it's so crazy to see people who watched it then and are still watching it now that are just turning on to the show. It's so special to have a show that still echoes even over a decade later, you know?
Yeah, it's great. That was like the number one series.
Yeah, for a minute. You know, I think with the type of cinematic value that Breaking Bad brought really changed the perception on how TV shows are made and the content and the quality, and we were one of the very first shows ever to have that on a mainstream platform. Also shooting film, we shot in 35.
Wow. Well, you know, I know that at the age of 3, you were diagnosed with cerebral palsy.
Correct.
Which is much like your character on Breaking Bad, and though you have a mild case of the same condition, you had to research the character and even relearn many of the challenges that you had endured as a child in order to convey a more pronounced version of CP. But it's amazing to me how you were able to do that and learn how to walk on crutches and the slurred speech, everything that you did to make that character, you know, real. True talent. Yes.
Well, thank you. You know, I make it sound more complicated than it is, but really, for the crutches, all I did was use them. I just put my weight into them, and I just did it. You know, I figured what was the best if I was this character and my CP was a little worse. What would that look like? And I just tried to recreate that in my mind.
Wow. You know, that takes a skilled mindset, very skilled mindset.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I was very lucky. I had a lot of amazing teachers, and, you know, I think with acting, a lot of it comes from just learned and lived experience for me, and being able to take what I've been through and the knowledge that I've gathered and just implement it into my characters.
Yeah. Well, what would you say is the most challenging, or was the most challenging, playing the role of Walt Jr.?
I think the most challenging thing actually has nothing to do with the character itself. It's after the character is over and having that legacy out there and continuing to be able to be proud of that character. And you know, we had the most amazing script in the world. When you read a script, you could see it. You could see the episode. And what we read on scripts is pretty much exactly what happened on camera. And so as far as working on the show, it was a dream come true because it was just so professional. It just had such a it was just written so well that
–
all the work was practically done for you. You just had to go and do it.
Right, right. Well, it's incredible. You know, it's obvious that, you know, cerebral palsy has never deterred your drive, you know, to succeed in television and film. I mean, you've appeared on Showtime's Weeds, NBC's Vegas, and CW's Everybody Hates Chris. I mean, you've had a great career.
Yeah, no, I you know, I think having cerebral palsy just amplifies my drive to want to grow and want to do more things and be a part of more projects and put myself out there more. It really is fuel to me to be able to utilize it in a way that's going to not just help me but help others that have what I have. And I think it's such an honor and a responsibility to be able to take characters like Walt Jr. That people really want to see evolve and grow that happen to have disabilities but necessarily aren't disabled.
Right, right. It's a major influence. I mean, even later you moved into the global spotlight as the celebrity host and model of Gap International's What Lived in Spring campaign. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it was pretty weird seeing myself on a billboard in New York. I was like, wow. It was a little odd, but you know, I love my industry and what I get to do with it.
I mean, I thought you became internationally the face to know in the fashion world. I mean, come on, RJ.
Yeah.
Really? It's like, wow.
Hey, it was pretty wild, I do have to say. And, you know, I was able to spend a lot of time in Europe doing modeling, and I did it for like 4 years, traveling back and forth between everywhere in the world for it, and that was a great part of my life.
Yeah, you were living the dream.
Trying.
Yeah, living it. I mean, living it. And then then here you go walking the Men's Fashion Week in Milan and Berlin and New York City. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It was something, yeah. It was pretty wild. I do have to say the fashion was a little crazy. But I loved it. You know, my big thing is meeting people and making friends everywhere in this world, and I've been very lucky to have the opportunity to have friends all over this planet, and it's really a special treat to have a character that is likable, that people can relate to, and it really helps start conversations.
Right. Well, you have definitely spread your wings, I have to say.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien. Everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands. Todo va a estar bien. Father, you say everything's gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, I need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you're on my side. Open my eyes to see you working in my life. Te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que está sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que está sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Y aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que todo, yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright.
The whole world's in his hands.
Your whole world's in his hands.
In the darkness, in the trials.
got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo en su mano está, todo el mundo en su mano está, todo el mundo en su mano está.
After the break, actor R.J. Mitte talks about his upcoming role in the horror movie Unseen. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals. Rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
You have definitely spread your wings very nicely. I commend you for that. Absolutely. And then you transitioned into the film. Into film where you starred in your first non-handicapped leading role alongside country music superstar Faith Hill in Dixieland.
Yeah, which is pretty wild. You know, it's Faith Hill, Kazoka, and Riley Kehoe, and that was a lot of fun. We shot that movie in Mississippi.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that had to be exciting with Faith. I mean, she is a beautiful person.
Yeah, Faith and Tim, her husband, are amazing people, and it was a pleasure to get to know them and know their family, and you know, just such a you know, history in music and film, and they we had a good time.
Yeah. Which, I mean, yeah, and then you continued on to play leading roles, and let's just mention some of the films, I mean, that you were, these are earlier, I know that, but I just want to bring them up. I mean, there was one called Who's Driving Doug?
Yes, ma'am. Who's Driving Doug, and
The Recall,
And The Recall, yeah, it should have been The Recall.
And you know what? The Recall was alongside Wesley Snipes, so that's pretty big.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I am a huge fan of Wesley, you know, with his Blade saga and all his other work. So I was really excited to get to work with him and get to know him for a few days. And we had some pretty cool scenes together.
He's pretty cool, isn't he?
Yeah, super cool, super down-to-earth dude and chill and... Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had the film Timeshare, that a winner of the Sundance Film Festival's World Cinema Dramatic Special Jury Award for screenwriting. I mean, look at you. I mean, you're in these films that are winning everything.
Yeah, I try to pick my work very specifically. You know, with everything I do, there's intent behind it, and there's a message behind it, and it's not for everyone, but for a very specific group, that there's a lot of content in my movies that I like to present in my works, and through advocacy and everything else. But at the end of the day, people want to see movies and film, and so I really try to focus on finding the roles that are going to change the perspective and and have a deeper meaning. And so it's not always easy, but those are the types of roles I gravitate towards.
Right. So you're very selective with the roles that you choose or the films that you choose. So you know, that's huge. I mean, so that really helps you as far as, you know, the movie is going to take you somewhere, basically.
Yeah.
So, and obviously you have a great management team around you that is helping
you
with that. Yes. Yes. And that's fabulous. And I'm impressed by the film Triumph.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that one.
Yes.
I've been working on that movie for almost 7 years now. And in the beginning we've had some hiccups, and we're working toward the end, and hopefully by the end of this year we will be able to have it officially released.
Wow. Well, you know what? You got to keep me posted on all of this good stuff, because I'm going to stay on top of you, RJ.
Well, I got you covered.
I'm going to stay on top of you. I want to know everything you're doing. I'm going to be your new fan base.
Oh, amazing. That's what we need. That's what we want.
Yeah. Now, I know that you have the most recent film that's coming out, the Unseen movie, and I know we can't talk a lot about that, but I can't wait for that release.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk a little bit. It's with Dove Cameron and some other amazing actresses and actors, and you know, it's a little creepy. It's a little creepy film, but I think it's very unique in what you're going to see when it comes to art specifically, because it's a very avant-garde type style of movie that has a lot of twists and turns, and I would call it a psychological thriller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I just recently did some ADR work for it, which is where I do some, which is voiceover for people that don't know. And so we just did some final touches on that. And I have a couple more tweaks that we have to go through, but Isaac's going to be coming very soon.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Well,
yes.
I hope you like the movie. It's a unique one, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about seeing the screening. Yes, I am, before it comes out in June. And another thing I was very impressed about, and I have to say, RJ, is that, you know, the way you've been working, you've been such an inspiration among your peers all around the world. You know, championing, being a champion for CP, cerebral palsy, you know, just bringing awareness about the issues with bullying and prejudice and everything that you've done. I mean, you've been involved in public speaking, serving as the... Tell me a little bit about how you feel about all that.
I love it. I'm a firm believer in advocacy and being a leader in your community to help reminding other people that they're leaders. And so I'm just very passionate about making an impact in our communities and growing our communities in a way where we can thrive and we can live our lives without a lot of the nonsense that's happening. And I think with Breaking Bad and other shows that I've been on, it helps me amplify that message and grow that message and provide insight and opportunities for others that might not get those opportunities. And I just think that having a role like this and having a position in my life where I can do and have an impact that will change people is something that I again feel so passionate about, and hopefully I can continue to echo that message on advocacy and being a leader and reminding everyone that they are leaders. You know, no one's born a follower. No, we decide to follow. We're all born leaders of our own lives. And
right.
It's an important aspect that we continue to remember that.
I thought I knew what I was talking about when I testified of your great love. Well, I was a soul on fire, there was no doubt. I don't believe in saved and washed in the blood. But it was until I stumbled and made my mistakes that I can know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of
live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with R.J. Mitte continues.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Well, I just want to mention the few things that you are a part of because I want the listeners to know. You know, I know they know you as an actor, and all the accomplishments that you've made, and they're fans. But, you know, I want them to know the things that you do as far as your advocacy and everything with, I mean, it's like humanitarian, you know. You're a philanthropist. I mean, that's big. And so you've got, you're an ambassador for United Cerebral Palsy. and partners with Shriners Hospital for Children to spearhead their Cut the Bull campaign to advocate on anti-bullying measures. I mean, that is unbelievable. I mean, you are just going for it. I mean, you're also involved with SAG-AFTRA as a committee member of the union's IAPWD, which is I Am a Performer with Disabilities.
I find this community and the industry, you have two options. You can either be outgoing and putting yourself out there for the community, or you could be doing the opposite of that. And I'm a firm believer of putting myself out there in the community and trying to carve a path that I never had for others. And I think by being in that position, you can really change lives.
Well, you really have. RJ, you have really done it. I'm just so proud of you. I really am. And, you know, and then to find out that you have, you're an active board member of your own family legacy project, the Mitu Foundation. I mean, wow. I mean,
yeah.
You've went over the top. You really have.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's a lot of work and time and commitment. It's no easy feat, but I'm very lucky to have my family foundation. I've been the president of it for quite a few years now, and the impact that we have in central and rural Texas is really something that I'm very proud of, and to help continue my grandfather's legacy.
Well, I can only imagine. You know, it's kudos to you. I just have to say. But I'm going to ask you one thing. Out of all the things that you've done and contributed to, if you had a chance, to put something on billboards worldwide next week, just have a vision next week, what would it be?
Man, there's quite a few different things, but you know, in the past week, I've been talking to a bunch of different people and outlets and stuff, and you know, I think the biggest thing that I would want to put on a billboard out there is to believe in yourself.
Yes.
You know, especially now. In our society, we have a lot of people that think they believe in themselves, but with all the content of the world that's coming at you, it's kind of hard to remember that. And so I think a believe in yourself message of some sort would be nice to have on billboards across the world.
I think that's beautiful. You're exactly right, because if you believe in yourself, that's the first step, because if you don't believe in yourself, how can someone else believe in you?
Correct. And if you don't believe in what you're doing or what's like whatever it may be, you're not going to have it's not going to be successful, because even if you don't believe in it, no one else will.
Right, exactly. That's perfect, RJ. So we just need to make that happen, don't we?
Working towards it.
Yeah. You know, you've been able to work with some impressive names so far in your career.
I have.
You really have. I have to say, is there anyone you would love to work with someday?
Yeah, there's a lot of people actually that I would love to work with one day, and you know, I'm a big fan of Jim Carrey and Denzel Washington and all that. So I think working with them would be pretty amazing. But I have quite the list of people I would love to work with.
Oh, cool. Well, I believe it's going to happen for you. You're so young. You've got so much time ahead of you. It's going to happen.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see.
So, what would you say is some of the best advice about the industry you've ever received and why?
I think some of the best, like the best information I've received on being in my industry was protect your brand. You know, protect who you are, protect your entity. You know, protect your social media and how people view you. And you know, there's a lot of people with social media out there that don't really have an accurate representation of who they are and what they do. And I try personally in my life to always have an accurate portrayal of who I am online and protect myself from online as well. So governing that online entity is so important in my industry.
Yeah, protect your reputation, protect your brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know, a lot of people try to create viral content and manipulate their brand to be something that they're not. But at the end of the day, people want realism. They want truth. And I think it's so important to be yourself and to put yourself out there in a way that does represent who you are as an individual.
Mm-hmm. Right. That is, I totally agree. Totally agree. I mean, I've always been careful with my social media. You know, of course, I boost all the entertainers out there, but that's what I do on my social media. But, you know, I'm very protective of that. And you're right. You have to protect your brand. Most important. As far as the acting process for you, how do you feel minutes before or, you know, prior to start being someone else on camera?
I do my best not to think about it.
Okay.
I do my best to think about it and just put myself into a position that I believe that character would be in, and I just put it out there.
So you're just a natural
and really,
at it. You're just a natural. Yeah, it just comes to you.
I think it also helps with the roles I put and the type of content that I like to do. You know, it's a lot of times it's familiar and some of the times it's not, but I find playing roles that are challenging help me as an individual more about myself.
Say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Once again, just who I am, because I need to know.
within you I find my identity.
Actor R.J. Mitty shares words of wisdom for up-and-coming actors.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We'll end on one last question, which is real important. What advice can you give to others who have some type of disability in your industry who might need, you know, that push to make something happen and think outside the box?
I think the big thing that I can tell people that are trying to do it is, I know I mentioned it earlier, but, you know, believing in yourself is 100% part of it. A positive mindset is another aspect of it. And then just not being afraid to put yourself out there and be willing to take a risk. Be willing to put yourself in an uncomfortable position that's only going to help you evolve and grow. And I know it's scary, but learn to love the fear. Learn to love the unknown and be excited for what may happen, not what you think is going to happen.
Right. Right. Just don't be afraid. Just jump in and do it.
And you realize it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to have uncertainty. These things in life are what make life so great, is the uncertainty and the not knowing. You know, because if you know everything, it's not going to be very surprising for you.
Well, you know, they say you learn from your mistakes. That makes you better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't really learn from a win. You learn from a mistake on how to win. What do you need to do to evolve and grow and be that person? And you know, fear and failure are good teachers in life.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I try to be. So I try.
You are. I have to vouch for that. And I have to say, you have been an outstanding guest on the Bev Moore Show. I can't say enough about you.
I can't wait to meet you.
I can't wait. I just cannot wait. It has been such a pleasure. Such a pleasure to talk to you. And I wish you continued success from here on out. I just want you to just keep blossoming and growing and growing.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We'll be seeing you soon.
That's our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed my interview with R.J. Mitty, best known for his portrayal of Walter Flynn White Jr. For 5 seasons on AMC's Emmy and Golden Globe award-winning thriller, Breaking Bad. RJ is an actor, advocate, and philanthropist who has carved out a unique acting career in Hollywood while living with cerebral palsy. As a successful actor, he is very passionate about helping to break down stereotype mindsets in the TV and film industry towards people with physical disabilities who dream of becoming entertainers. Thank you for listening to the Bev Moore Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio on the iHeart Network worldwide. I'm Bev Moore. Until next time, bye-bye.
Kind of love that God only knows.
So never, never.
What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen, when I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me.